take this time in our service to help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper. Let's take this time to focus on what we're about to do. You know, is anybody that's had kids or even maybe pets, you've maybe uttered this phrase before when one of them has done something to make a mess or just done something wrong or whatever it is. You might have heard this phrase, just look at what you've done. Haven't you? Yeah, I heard a couple there. But what, you know, and even I say pets too, because you know you've said that to a dog or cat. Just look what you've done. They don't know what you're saying, but you know, they did something. But you've heard that phrase before. I know I was probably told that at some point many a time in my life, but it's just one of those things really designed to get your attention. Say, just look at this. Look at what you've done, whether it's the pet that doesn't understand what you're saying or the kid or whatever it is. To stop, pay attention, you know, examine or take notice of the consequences of what you just did, the mess that was made, whatever was broken, whatever it might be. But, you know, it was just something that was designed to, hey, don't just walk away from this. This is important. You need to realize the consequences of what you just did. Now, once again, where's this headed? But let's think about what we're trying to do right now. As we not only examine ourselves as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are examining what Christ has done for us. So we think of that phrase, just look at what you've done. Wow, let's really just think about what Christ has done. I could talk all day about this one. There's a lot we could say about this, or it could be a whole series of talks about this, like Dale's been doing on some of his. But to me, when you really try to just think about what Christ has done for us, wow, that can be overwhelming and a daunting task. But it gives us a lot to think about as we think about what Christ has done for us. I mean, really, just look in the book of Matthew. You don't even have to look any further in any other book. You can read a lot of other things from there, but just trying to focus in on a few things. Just thinking about from the book of Matthew. Just think about Matthew chapter 4. We read about Jesus going through the temptations that Satan was throwing at him. I mean, Satan attacking him personally, one-on-one. Going through the types of temptations that we ourselves, you know, in that kind of style of temptation would have to go through. And how to handle those temptations, how to overcome those temptations. Matthew 5, chapters 5 through 7, the Sermon on the Mount. How many great lessons can we learn when we just read through the Sermon on the Mount? So many great lessons we have there. On top of that, just through chapters 13 through 25, all of the parables that we read in Matthew. All the lessons that we can learn. We learn a lot there about how we can be better servants, better Christians, better followers of Jesus. What it means to be sheep. What it means to have a shepherd in our life. So many great lessons we learn. Also in those chapters, all of the healing that Christ did. Not just physical healing, but healing of the mind, healing of the soul, healing of the spirit. Matthew chapter 22, we learn about when Jesus is asked about the greatest command. And what's he say? Love the Lord your God with all that you have, all that you are. And on top of that, love other people as well. Matthew chapter 24, be alert, be ready. Always be on your toes. Because you don't know when the day's going to come where you're going to have to make an account for what you're doing and what you have done. So you need to be ready. Matthew 25, we get a lesson from Jesus about using your talents. We all have talents. We all can do something. Use them. Cultivate those and grow them. Matthew chapter 26, I'm going to cheat a little bit and include John chapter 11 as well. We think about what Jesus has done and how he can be an example for us. And we know that Jesus came to this earth and he was a person. And he had feelings. And he had sadness and sorrow. We read in John 11 when he learns of all the sorrow that is taking place from Lazarus' death. And it says, Jesus wept. Just that little verse right there. How much can we learn from that? A great deal. And also Matthew 26, where Jesus is praying in the garden. And he says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. You ever had your soul overwhelmed with sorrow? You probably have. But we learn so much from Jesus. What he had to go through. And what he has done for us. So when we get to the end of Matthew, we read about Jesus, what he has done for us, going through all the trials, all the people he had to stand in front of. You know, what we can learn from that, because we also have to stand in front of people. We are also constantly having to go through trials. And Jesus teaches us right there how to handle yourself through trials. And then right there at the end of Matthew in chapter 26, we think about that phrase, just look at what Christ has done. He asked his disciples to remember him as he took the bread and he took the cup and blessed it and gave thanks and said, remember me. He's asking us to always remember what he did for us. That he left heaven, was born of woman, lived a life here on this earth, had to go through everything that we have to go through and then some. Just look at what he's done. And as we partake of these things, this bread and this cup that represents the body and the blood that was shed for us, that was sacrificed for us, that had done everything for us. Let's do that with our whole heart and our whole mind. And just have that thought in your mind. Jesus, just look at what you've done. And we're not saying that like we say it to the kid or to the dog or whatever that you're scolding. We're saying that to Jesus. Just look at what you've done with a joyful heart, because we are truly blessed because of what he's done for us. And it can bring sadness and sorrow to our heart when we think about all the suffering and torture that Christ went through so that we can have that eternal life in heaven. But it needs to bring joy too, because we are truly blessed because of what he has done for us.